Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Alice. How are you doing? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Oh, hi, Miles. I'm fine, thank you. Well, the summer holidays have just begun. I suppose I need more time to realise that I don't have to study for a couple of months and can do what I want.
So, what are your summer plans?
I'm going to work as a volunteer. I found a great environmental organisation on the internet which is looking for volunteers to do environmental protection work in some of the most popular tourist destinations of the world.
It sounds interesting. Do they pay their employees?
No, they don't. But they pay for a visa and all the costs. And I think it's a great offer.
Yeah, I agree. What are the places where you will go?
Well, I'm now trying to select the three places where I'd like to volunteer, but it's very hard to choose.
Really? Can you tell me your shortlist?
Why not? The first location where I'd love to work is the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. Tourists go there to enjoy the beautiful nature of those islands, but they often want to take animals from there, which isn't permitted, so they must be watched.
Why don't you choose the Galapagos Islands? You'll be able to sunbathe there.
I know, but the job itself doesn't sound very interesting. The second place is Lake Baikal in Russia. It's a unique place. Plus, I'd be able to practice my Russian. You know, I've already been studying Russian for 2 years.
What will you have to do there?
As far as I understand, tourists pollute the lake and the area. It's necessary to collect the rubbish left by irresponsible travellers.
Okay, what are some of the other options?
There are some locations in Italy, and the work will be the same as at Lake Baikal.
Well, Alice, if you want my opinion, I think you should definitely choose Russia. How often can you get a chance to visit that amazing country? You may never get another opportunity to do it.
I think you are right, Miles, and my third choice will probably be a city in Italy. I love Italian architecture.
I bet you are keen on trying the Italian food there. I know how you love pizza and spaghetti.
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Alice. How are you doing? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Oh, hi, Miles. I'm fine, thank you. Well, the summer holidays have just begun. I suppose I need more time to realise that I don't have to study for a couple of months and can do what I want.
So, what are your summer plans?
I'm going to work as a volunteer. I found a great environmental organisation on the internet which is looking for volunteers to do environmental protection work in some of the most popular tourist destinations of the world.
It sounds interesting. Do they pay their employees?
No, they don't. But they pay for a visa and all the costs. And I think it's a great offer.
Yeah, I agree. What are the places where you will go?
Well, I'm now trying to select the three places where I'd like to volunteer. But it's very hard to choose.
Really? Can you tell me your shortlist?
Why not? The first location where I'd love to work is the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. Tourists go there to enjoy the beautiful nature of those islands, but they often want to take animals from there, which isn't permitted, so they must be watched.
Why don't you choose the Galapagos Islands? You'll be able to sunbathe there.
I know, but the job itself doesn't sound very interesting. The second place is Lake Baikal in Russia. It's a unique place. Plus, I'd be able to practice my Russian. You know, I've already been studying Russian for 2 years.
What will you have to do there?
As far as I understand, tourists pollute the lake and the area. It's necessary to collect the rubbish left by irresponsible travellers.
OK, what are some of the other options?
There are some locations in Italy, and the work will be the same as at Lake Baikal.
Well, Alice, if you want my opinion, I think you should definitely choose Russia. How often can you get a chance to visit that amazing country? You may never get another opportunity to do it.
I think you are right, Miles. And my third choice will probably be a city in Italy. I love Italian architecture.
I bet you are keen on trying the Italian food there. I know how you love pizza and spaghetti.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.